Ollie, it was always tough coming down here to Cork with a patched-up team. What's your overall view on the 90 minutes? A lot of incident in the game.
Yeah, I think we were competitive, you know, up to the second goal, to be fair. Cork were the better side, mind you, up until that. Had we kept it at 1-0, or had we got... Look, we were clutching at straws when you said we should have had a penalty in the first half. I feel that we should have. If that had gone in, or we'll give them trust and you go back to 1-0, it might have been different. But to be fair to Cork, in the last 20-25 minutes, they destroyed us. And there was a huge gap in standard for the last 20 minutes. But up to the second goal from Seanan Maguire, I felt we made it competitive. With a number of half chances, you know, if you like to include the penalty appeal as well in that. But from there on, they were excellent and we were very poor. The last 20 minutes is hard to take. We're heads dropped, and it's rarely that happens. But look, when you're top of the table, and you're top of the table for a reason, Trevor, you know. Yeah.
You were very animated, especially with the penalty decision that went against you. Had you a good look at it?
Yeah, I had a good look at it. I thought Conor McCormack pulled Keelan McAleer back. No, Keelan might have had a bit of dramatics, but he still pulled him and fouled him in it. Had we got back to 1-0, it might have been a different situation, but it's crying over spoiled milk when you get beaten by 5. So look, it's done and dusted. To be fair to Neil Doyle, I thought he handled it very well, especially in the second half when the game was over. I thought he made some very, very wise and experienced decisions to give him that. Maybe he got the penalty wrong, but look, when you get beaten by 5, you can't be complaining about a penalty decision. Yeah,
I was going to say that, Ollie. How difficult is it to set up tackling against a side as good as Cork this season?
I thought we did okay. I thought they didn't hurt us. Carl Shepherd hurt us with diagonal balls from Ryan Delaney in particular, where he got one-on-ones, and a lot of their corners came from that, and the first goal came from Gareth Harkin making a tackle on Carl that they got a corner from, and Stephen Dooley eventually finished from the corner kick from the other side. I still felt we were in the game and we were right in it until that second goal, but from there on, you know, it was a matter of getting out of here with a little bit of dignity, and we may have fallen a little bit short of that too.
Just finally, Ollie, how difficult is it going to be to bounce back? That's 3 defeats in a row. You're probably your worst one in the results of the season. How difficult is it going to be to bounce back now?
Of course it's difficult, but we went to 8 defeats in a row last year without scoring, and then we bounced back, you know. Yeah. If we ship 5 goals here, some of them are very poor. Some of them were corner kicks, some of them were from... It wasn't that Cork completely opened you up for those goals, although they opened us up many another time tonight. I just felt we let ourselves down for the first time in a long, long while in the last 20 minutes. And that can't happen again, you know, especially in tighter games where you're playing teams that hopefully might be around us near the bottom of the table, Trevor. But look, we lick our wounds and we'll head up the road and we look at Bray. That'll be another very, very difficult game next Friday night. So.